Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. Great to be with you this morning as we begin another day here on Political Coffee, talking about the political issues of the day, whether they are local, like your school board races, and other issues that impact you, both your pocketbook, most importantly, your freedom, and the national issues out there, and everything else that's going on, because it is an opportunity, truly, for you to change your world. Why or how? Well, why is easy to understand, because you want to preserve your liberty in the face of tyranny, Kate Brown's tyranny and Joe Biden's tyranny and the tyranny of the left. And it knows no boundaries. In fact, today we're going to talk a little bit about Kate's vaccine passport. And we're going to do that with Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation for Oregon. He really went hard after Kate. I'm going to talk with him at the bottom of the hour. But also, friends, the tyranny of how government spends your money. No kidding. Now, thankfully, in Oregon, you get some of it back. No kidding. We are swimming in cash, folks. Yep. My former colleagues in the House and the Senate are just, they're like Pavlov's dog. They are just salivating out of the sides of their mouth. They got so much money to spend based on the latest revenue forecast. And of course, the rhino Fred Gerard is busy talking about how we got all this money and we got to spend it right, as he asked for $75 million in pork so he could sell us out for our liberty and our ability to defend our families. Yeah, that Fred Gerard. What a hypocrite. I'm sorry, folks. I just, all of them. And you get the kicker back. You get a bunch of money, like maybe $1.4 billion. Now, friends, and of course, Christine Drazen, the other rhino who sold us out on this House side, they're trying to, well, they're just being Democrat light. That's the only way to say it, okay? Let's just be honest. They're trying to one-up, and Republicans always do this. Heck, they did this when I served in the House of Representatives. She's proposing bumping up K through 12 education spending, because don't we know that the more money we spend on education, the better our kids are going to do, right? Wrong. Anyway, 600, let the bidding wars begin. She wants $600 million more than the budget analysts say is necessary to just maintain the status quo and to help fully reopen schools for in-person classes this fall. She said, our kids' education recovery is critical, and we must give families the choice to return to classrooms full-time. Our state cannot afford to underfund students. Let's just throw more money at it. And once again, the Republicans are uninspiring and are simply saying, me too. I want to spend money on kids. Yes, I do. I love kids. I love their education. Let's just throw money at it. You got to love these folks, don't you? Or not. Anyway, that's what we're talking about today. Also, the 35 House Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives that voted with Nancy Pelosi to establish the National Commission to Investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And guess who one of them was? Cliff Bentz of Oregon. Yep. Didn't take long for Cliff to show himself. Why would you do such a thing? Why? When you have all this video evidence of... Did you see the video the other day, folks? Of cops, literally cops at the Capitol, opening up the doors and having conversations with people just walking through the doors. Did you see that video? And yeah, Cliff Bentz, hey, well, we got this attack on the Capitol. We got to vote for that because that's what my constituents want, isn't it?
Jeez.
And, of course, Jamie Herrera Butler. In fact, Liz Cheney, all 10 of them here in the article voted to impeach Donald Trump. All 10 of those rhinos voted for this resolution. Anyway, also something that I didn't know, and maybe I guess I missed this, and thanks for Tim for sending this to me. I just totally missed this. Oregon Firearms Federation sent out from 3 days ago. Did you know we won a major Supreme Court victory 3 days ago? Did you know that? I didn't know that. The court ruled that the police do not have the authority to enter a person's home and seize your guns unless they have a warrant. Clarence Thomas wrote for the majority that police officers are called upon to perform many civic tasks beyond the normal law enforcement duties, but that recognition is not, quote, an open-ended license to perform them anywhere, unquote. Now, how does this affect Oregon? Well, the red flag law that our friend and Special Forces American patriot, Green Beret, Brian Boquist, the law he passed through about extreme risk protection orders, this could have a profound effect on that as ultimately being unconstitutional. And here's what Oregon Firearms Federation notes about that, which they opposed that bill, by the way. That will the ERPO, Extreme Risk Protection Order, that Oregon has in law, the red flag law, will it be considered, quote, a warrant? But under Oregon's law, they note, a person can have their firearm seized without ever even being accused of, let alone convicted of a crime. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, kudos to the U.S. Supreme Court for doing that. It is a small win, but an important win to be sure. Keeping you updated, friends, on the Arizona audit. This is important. You hear me talk about this because this relates folks to Oregon. Okay. It just does. Everything that is going to come out of this audit in Arizona, everything that is being discovered, that is being leaked to us, because they haven't revealed really anything other than just a few statistics. They've not revealed, the people doing the audit, what they're really finding. We're hearing things. But anyway, the Gateway Pundit has a story about the Senate Majority Whip, Sonny Borelli. Now, I know Sonny, and he shares his observations about the Maricopa County Board of supervisors, that they're very disrespectful. Oh, they're more than that. And most of them are Republicans. They're John McCain rhino Republicans, sort of like Fred Gerard and Bill Kennemer and Lynn Findley and Bill Hansel and Tim Canope. Yeah. They're rhinos like them. Anyway, Sonny Borelli isn't. And he shares his observations about how these folks act. Now, you got to know Sonny. You see, he's actually a former Marine gunnery sergeant. And if you know gunnies, you know how they think a little bit. Know him well. He's a proud American patriot. And he doesn't step back from anyone. And he's not stepping back from a board of supervisors who, along with the Secretary of State and a whole bunch of leftist George Soros funded groups, including the sheriff, who got $2 million from George Soros, the sheriff of Maricopa County, who's a leftist. Those people all have done everything they possibly could, including now trying to get the Justice Department, Biden's Justice Department, to shut this audit down. Now, you would think, I'm just thinking common sense here, right? Now, the show is about what? Helping you have arguments at your tongue, your fingertips that you can use to persuade, they're persuadable. You know what? If they didn't have anything to hide, they should welcome the audit. If their audit and their vote counting and all of that is so up and up and so perfect and so good, they should welcome it. Should say, come on in. Yeah, sure. Have a take. Folks, this is exactly what happened with us at Polk County here in Oregon. Remember that little audit we did? Val Unger was very, very, the county clerk of Polk County was very accommodating, and all of her staff. They have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. And it turned out that the little bit that we audited was accurate in the hand count of the actual ballots versus what came out of the machine, and it was reported. Now, it still doesn't mean that the machine, we go back, we found that wireless signal, and she doesn't know if her machines from a company owned by Dominion actually has wireless modems in them or not. The actual manual that you can, the ES&S manual for these machines, you can download it off the internet, says they do have wireless modems. They turned them on and we did get a new signal. We did that in a separate visit. So the likelihood that she, who's an honest person, doesn't even know that her machines could be hacked and compromised because they are connected to the internet, it tells you a lot. These machines down in Arizona were clearly connected. The ones in Georgia were connected. I have seen pictures of them taken by a friend of mine who literally was there. And she literally got the IP address from the modem that was connected, sitting there on the table, and I saw the pictures of it. And then she showed me where that went, and it went to Shenzhou, China. That modem was connected to Shenzhou, China. Now, is that happening in Oregon? Well, we don't know. That's why, again, this Arizona, again, I go back to the point. This is common sense. If you have nothing to hide, why would you try at every turn to stop this thing? It's guilt, isn't it? If truly, like Val Unger, if you have nothing to hide and you're being totally up and up, you say, come on in. It's not what the Maricopa Board of Supervisors is doing in Maricopa County. It's not what they're doing, folks. They're fighting tooth and nail to stop it. What's that tell you? They got something to hide. That's what tells me. I want to thank Wilsonville Auto Repair for being one of our great sponsors. You know, they really do take care of their customers, and you will see that if you go to their website and read all of the great customer comments. And they got a lot of them. In fact, you got to go 5 pages in, at least I did, to find a negative one. They can look after your car. They have a free vehicle check. You're worried about your vehicle. Maybe it's making them funny sounds, or maybe you know that your transmission ain't working right because you can feel it. Go to their website, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. Wilsonville Auto. Back in a moment. It is 6:20. Lots more to talk about. What do you think about all the money we got to spend in Oregon? How are they going to spend it? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Butte GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email, and I will do my best to read it on the air, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Like the one that I got from Ben, just thanking me for having Marion County Fire District Number 1, Chief Kyle McMahon on. He says, Ben does, he's convinced it made a difference between winning this time after they lost the last time. He said, this is huge, and we couldn't have done it without the great radio show and the support of the great people that listen to this great radio station. Thank you. That's a wonderful comment, and we are very appreciative of that, Ben. And he also writes a further email about Kate and the hypocrisy of the left. He says, you know, great show as always. Kate Brown and her leftist cronies are insulting the intelligence of the great citizens of this state with the show me your papers policy, which, by the way, we're going to interview Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation. They blasted Kate. They've sued her in federal court a long time ago, actually, over her mask policy. And now they're blasting her on the vaccine passport edict. Anyway, he goes on to say, show me your papers policy. Oh, while her team of left-wing leaders is letting undocumented COVID-infested criminals cross our borders. How is it that the left is so demented to allow this to happen? These people need therapy. Yes, they do. And a lot of it. Let's just be honest here, okay? And then we've got Rich wrote an email actually from yesterday. It was about voting. He said, you know, we have relatives that have said there is no use to vote because of the cheating, and they refuse to vote. We couldn't get them to change their minds. Now, this is why I go back, folks, to why this Arizona audit is so important and what we think is going to be revealed. That ultimately, there was cheating, and it made a difference in the election. If that is shown, it inspires people like Rich has just described to actually vote again. Now, I say to you, look at Denise Bowles, the Republican Oregon senator who lost her reelection bid by 505 votes, folks. That's all. You don't think every vote matters? It does. It absolutely matters. And yes, can they manipulate them to a point? But that's why, again, that's got to stop. And how will that stop? By proving that fraud happened, not only in Arizona, but Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and who knows where else, maybe even in Oregon. We just have to know how they're doing it. And then we can get after it here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, did you see the story? It made the Epoch Times, and we'll get to the phones in just a moment here. Yeah, Oregon counties vote to secede into Idaho. It's not a new story for us, but on May 18th, five Oregon counties approved measures to consider joining Idaho. Yeah, it's a long shot. Malheur, Sherman, Grant, Baker, and Lake counties all approved those measures. It's part of the Greater Idaho movement. Well, I got to tell you, folks, this is a big deal. Jefferson and Union counties already had approved those. So it's a big deal because it is very indicative of where Oregon is headed and where at least part of the populace of Oregon thinks we ought to go. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. Let's talk to Art. Art, good morning. Go for it.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, they got lots more money because of the gross receipts tax. The only problem is they got more money. We don't have more money. Because if we're having to spend all this extra money to make up for that gross receipts tax, just look at the prices in the grocery stores when you go out to eat and all the higher prices. So our illustrious Democrats, with the help of the rhinos, now have more money and we have less money. Stay tuned, folks, because we're going to have to take more money out of our pockets when they pass that Green New Deal and all the other things. So need to get rid of the rhinos, and we need to get rid of the Democrats who want our money and don't care about our seniors. Can you imagine how this is affecting all our seniors on fixed incomes? Jeff, got to make decisions.
No, and this is the thing that, you know, I'm Art, as you're talking, because you get it. The Senate Republicans don't get it. I'm looking at their press release. Not a word about the high cost of living for everybody, including the seniors. No, what they're talking about is bragging about how much cash needs to come back to people and then how they got to spend the rest of it, rather than putting the blame on the high cost of living. You get it. They don't.
Well, yeah, they got money, Jeff. Most of our good old people are who in government, they have money. And they don't give a damn about us little guys who have to struggle every month to pay our bills and stuff. So thank you very much, Democrats.
Yep. Yeah.
Not all the Democrats.
And rhino Republicans. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
God bless,
let you go, Art. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's Art's opinion. What's yours? By the way, coming up here at the bottom of the hour when we get back in about 6 minutes, Jason Dudash, Freedom Foundation, over their latest blasting of Kate's vaccine passport. You don't want to miss that. They were the first to sue Kate. By the way, thanks to Freedom Heating and Air. What a great Salem-based company that takes care of you and makes your life better. You want your air conditioning system to actually work right this summer? And maybe a new air filtration system that keeps the virus out and, frankly, makes your home dust-free or almost dust-free? They're the people to call. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. You can trust them. They do a great job. freedomheatingandair.net. Back in a moment with Jason Dudash from Freedom Foundation.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Jason Dudash, Executive Director of Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Look, you know, if you are looking for a contractor you can trust, and that's kind of a big deal, especially if you're thinking about doing a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. You want to talk about disruptive in your life. If you've ever done it, and I have, you are not going to like it if the contractor isn't doing a good job and if they're not coming in and getting it done for you right away. It's disruptive. You don't have to worry about that with Righteous Renovations. That's Eric Azer's company, Righteous Renovations. Check out their website, righteousrenovations.com. And you can see all the great work that they do. So check it out, righteousrenovations.com. Look at the great before and after pictures, satisfied customer comments. That ought to give you confidence. You can do business with Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. And it'll be a good experience for you. RighteousRenovations.com. Jason Dudash is the Executive Director of Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, so you guys have gone pretty hard after Kate Brown again. Good job.
Thank you.
So, vaccine passports. What on earth are you saying about her latest little whatever it is that she's doing with us?
Well, Jeff, you know, it would almost seem ironic and somewhat funny if we hadn't been paying attention over what's happened over the last year. But the party that, you know, we constantly hear preaching to us about equity and equality now seems to be promoting segregation. And I believe that's exactly what is happening here. Governor Kate Brown is asking private businesses to essentially act as her agents in creating two separate societies here in Oregon.
Yeah, that kind of seems like what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's essentially what's going on. So now you can either essentially prove, divulge your private medical information and show credentials that you have been vaccinated, or wear a mask until you die. And that seems to be your only two options here in Oregon. You know, Dr. Bowtie, during his press conference the other day, he was really, really proud to describe this as a choice. You know, saying, Jeff, if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't want to share your information with a business about whether or not you've been vaccinated, then you can simply choose to continue wearing a mask. Well, that to me seems like a false choice, because what about if neither of those options are helpful or favorable to the individual? What do we do with them? We just bar them from getting groceries? We say they can't participate in public life?
Well, exactly. That's kind of the choice. The other thing about this that has disturbed me so greatly is this whole idea that we business owners now have to become the vaccine cops.
Yep.
Now, you guys were the first to sue, as you've noted, Kate Brown, over all this stuff, over her mask policy. And Stan Polium sues in federal court yesterday, okay, or the day before, over in trying to prove the science behind this. And this is one of the things that you bring forward in your press release here. Folks, you can go see this if you go to freedomfoundation.com. Freedomfoundation.com. It is the lead story. Freedom Foundation blasts governor over vaccine passports. And one of the things, Jason, that you talk about, the state has not provided a single piece of data to justify what she's doing here.
It seems Kate Brown, I think, has shown a pattern of behavior over this whole thing where she just does, I don't know if I should describe it as an emotional, childlike reaction, but to me, that's exactly what it is. She thinks, oh, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Let's go with that, without kind of fleshing out the science. And then you kind of wait until the damage has already been done to say, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done that. And that seems to be like what's happening here, and I'd hope we could stop it before it really gets off the ground. But yeah, the state hasn't said, you know, what they aim to accomplish with this, or what they think they can mitigate, or how long it's going to last. And those seem like pretty substantial questions that should be answered before you start requiring private businesses to get private medical information from their citizens.
So let's talk about that for a moment, because that is, I think, an important issue to consider here. And it is simply that you're looking at the idea that we are forcing business people now to act in a manner that actually may not be lawful. I mean, it is. There is some question that HIPAA laws require medical providers to not divulge any of your personal medical information. HIPAA law experts are saying, well, but that doesn't apply to private business. Yeah, that's kind of true, but that hasn't been tested yet in the courts that I know of. Hey, am I wrong about that?
I don't think you're wrong, but I think the other concern here is the ADA. You know, if you work in a business, you can't even ask somebody to prove that the animal with them is actually a service animal. And so I don't understand how under those same precipices that you can now ask people to prove and show documentation that they have been vaccinated. So that's exactly right, though, Jeff. You've got some pretty serious, pretty substantial questions on this about faith. And what this has only done so far is added to the mass confusion that Kate Brown has had over the last couple months about how the hell we're going to be reopening. You know, she has been constantly step behind every other leader in the country, step behind the science, and just doing her own thing, it seems like, at the peril of Oregonian businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's where we're at, huh? I mean, it literally is just we're at this place where Kate Brown is, unless somebody stops her, and in this case, it's going to be the courts. Unless somebody stops her, she is, I mean, this could just go on forever. I mean, with this permanent rule, right, on masking,
yeah.
How long is this thing just going to happen? I mean, I don't know. I mean, and now, Jason, I think you have the possibilities of these variants, these new variants of COVID coming in. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that could be an excuse to just say, nah, we're going to keep hurting small business.
Yeah.
And we're going to.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what she wants.
So do you think public opinion matters to her about this at all?
Yes, yes, I think it does. And we touched on this last time we spoke when she moved us all back to extreme risk for, what was it, 3 days. And I believe that the reason that we got out of that so quick is the public opinion. You know, that people were saying no. That was the first time that there was this mass disobedience of, we're not playing this game. This doesn't make sense. Nobody else in the country is still doing this. We need to open our business or we're not going to make it. And I think that's when she kind of started to backtrack. And I would encourage those same people to do that with this. You know, I think I said last time, we need to stop following rules that don't make sense. And this whole thing does not make sense. Having to make qualifications for participating in public life that depend on whether or not you have a diaper on your face or can show your vaccine card, that doesn't make sense. I would encourage business owners not to ask people to divulge their private information, and I would encourage citizens not to patronize businesses that do.
Well, I think that's the choice. I mean, I think that if you choose not to patronize a business that is going to ask you for your papers, please, your vaccine papers, as it's described in the Oregon Health Authority press release about what the information that has to be included, okay, under these new guidelines. Mm-hmm. Any business that does that, you need to tell them, you know what, we're not going to do business here anymore, and we're not going to recommend anybody do business here anymore. Now, I got to tell you, last night I went to dinner with a friend at a small local restaurant. I'm not going to name it is. Which one it is. But, you know, I walked in without a mask. I haven't done that in a long mm-hmm. time. And they didn't say anything. In fact, the waitress came up and I asked her what their policy is. And she said, you know, we're just not going to ask. We're just going to assume that if you have no mask on, that you are smart enough to figure out that you've either been vaccinated or you're not sick or whatever. And she walked mm-hmm. away. Now, under these guidelines, that business is still in jeopardy, aren't they?
Yeah, if they do not, so this, the businesses have two choices. You either keep the mask policy in place, seemingly forever, or you have to show the state that you have a plan in place to individually check and verify the vaccination status of all patrons who come in without a mask.
So vaccine passports, the idea that you have to show the papers. So let me ask you a question. I mused about this yesterday on the show, so I got to ask you, since you're here, and since you've already sued Kate once, are you going to sue her again over the legal authority to demand a business actually divulge personal health information?
Jeff, all of our attorneys are looking at this. You know, like it came out the day before yesterday, late in the afternoon. And there's some really substantial legal questions that have to be answered that I would have hoped would have been answered before this policy was even enacted. But our hope would be that similarly like our last lockdown, that there is such massive outcry and pushback from the public that this order gets rescinded, like I said in my statement, because she has the power to do that. But if this moves forward, yes, we're going to fight it in court. And I'd just like to say, you know, this is just another example of how the progressives are the most regressive people in our society. And the Freedom Foundation is not going to stand idly by while our governor and her henchmen maliciously divide our state.
Well said, Jason Dudash, freedomfoundation.org, folks. Check them out, or .com, freedomfoundation.com. Appreciate it.
.com.
Back in a moment, 6:48. We are strong. No one
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank ProBioscience, a Salem-based company, for producing the highest quality, and they are, folks, CBD products that makes you feel better, makes your body respond better to aches and pains rather than using drugs. It's all natural. That's what CBD is. But you have great confidence, and should have, that ProBios, again, based out of Salem, that only uses Oregon-grown CBD. And I can't stress that enough, because Oregon-grown CBD is the highest quality. You know why it is? Because of Oregon's standards for growing it are the toughest in the country. And I know that as a former CBD hemp oil grower. So you can have the greatest of confidence that this Salem-based company that you can call and talk to anytime. You have questions about their products, any of their great products for your pets, for beauty products for you women, or the tincture that I use to help me sleep a little better at night, the pain stick that I rave about that really does work, and it works a long time. You got questions about it, just go to their website. Contact them. It's pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-, that's the dash mark, bioscience.com. And if you order anything online in the month of May, use the discount code Mother. Mother's Day was this last week, right? Mother. And you get 15% off. Plus, they have this great loyalty rewards program. You can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. Or check out their products on the store shelves at Liquivana Vape Shop in both Silverton and Molalla, or the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience. To the phones, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We shall start first with Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, speaking of the IFA regulations and verification of the person, I believe a couple of those white buses from the border got into Oregon. I believe one of them or more of them have been here in Marion County. They have no papers. They have no HIPAA record. Nobody knows what's in their bodies. There's no record at all from a driver's license unless they're issuing them illegally. So this makes me believe that she's in violation of her own law. The governor has violated her own law against us, me and you, the citizen, to allow them in to the counties without the documentations or licenses. And if they took them into Walmarts, that was in violation of my right and your right to stay healthy, because they have no HIPAA record that can be verified at all.
Well, that is true. And this is what needs to be sorted out. And frankly, it's got to be done in the courts, and it's got to be done in federal court, because you're not going to get any kind of a shake in state court. Glenn, it's a great point. Thank you. I'm going to let you go, because in a moment I would need to move on to Rebecca. I mean, it is a great point. And this is why I asked Jason that question. Are they going to sue over the vaccine passport? Because I think it's highly illegal, unconstitutional, to require a business to force you to divulge your personal medical information. I don't think they can do it. Michael writes me a question, or an email, by the way, about, go get them, Art. And question to Jeff, how much coffee did you, or whiskey, I think is what he meant to say, did you put in your coffee this morning? Yep, you sound like you're having too much fun. And a great show, by the way. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. And Corby, thanks for the email about the audio, about great audio from years ago by Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. Basically, if you listen to it, folks, it's pretty much what's going on in America today. Bill writes, says, I'm surprised you have not heard about the new platform, MikeLindellFrankSpeech.com. Well, I have, actually. But he goes on to say that A physicist explains and shows exactly how the machines were controlled in every county in the United States. If you preview the information as reliable, tell your audience about it. Well, thank you, Bill. I have heard about it. I actually have not seen that particular segment, however, but I promise you I will look at it. Julie writes an email, says, Kate is just an old fascist girl. This has resulted in the vote to enter Idaho, making Jefferson County look better and better. She could be the only governor who will manage to shirk the landmass, the population, and the economy while denigrating the science on virology and immunity. Oh, well said. Got to go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning. I am wondering whether we have permission to be sick anymore these days without running down to get a COVID test. I got sick this last week and didn't think a thing about it. I just went to bed and what got over it. Anyway, then I was in conversation with my daughter, found out that I caught it from my grandkids who had it last week. And they were so concerned that they had COVID that they went and had one of their kids tested. In other words, he was subjected to an invasive test by sticking a thing up his nose simply because he and his brothers and sisters got sick. Is this going to have to happen every single time they ever get sick from now on?
Yes.
That's it's exactly very invasive.
What's going to happen.
Talk about HIPAA. Do we have permission,
by the way,
to get sick anymore without the whole public knowing it?
Yeah, great point. Great point. I mean, this is where we're headed, Rebecca. Well made. Thank you. It was a perfect way to end the show. This is where we're headed, folks, with the vaccine passport issue. This is why Freedom Foundation and other people have got to sue in the federal courts to stop this insanity, because now they're conditioning us to now that every time you get sick, you got to go get a test because you might have the virus. You might have something that says, oh, you get lots of extra money and you get to stay home and you get to get paid. Who knows what they're going to do in the future to incentivize you to go get the test, to get an invasive procedure. Rich writes an email about the Brown mindset. He says, Brown enjoys her power and is testing to see just how far she can go. I would even suggest she laughs about how stupid we are by following her edicts that she knows are ridiculous. Sounds like a power-drunk Marxist to me. Yeah, I think that's kind of a well description. By the way, Greg L. had sent me a great story about the Seychelles, you know, that little island country off Africa. Folks, they are the most vaccinated country in the world. And they have huge vaccine or COVID surge. They're the most vaccinated country in the world. 62% of their population have received at least two doses of the vaccines. And yet, they have this massive surge going on. How can that be? It's because of variants, according to the story, which means Kate Brown gets to use that as an excuse to keep us locked down and wearing masks and showing your papers, please, forever. Got to keep praying, folks. Got to keep fighting to stop it, the madness. Tomorrow, that'll be Freedom Friday. I'm talking about anyone talking about it. Be blessed.